Lotso Hug and Bear gives you lots of hugs and lots of love and lots of fun, no matter where you are. All he wants is a little love, and he'll be your friend forever.
I love you, Lotso Hug and Bear.
From Huggin' Toys.
Cats and kittens, it's Tony Wolf, Wolfman Jack for the Action Room. Of course, you know, we're Geek Radio, where we got a special radio DJ episode for y'all with some great music. As I said, I'm Tony Wolfman Jack.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it, Producer Mike?
I can.
Yeah, alright.
Alright, so who was that supposed to be?
Many of you action fans may or may not know Wolfman Jack, who was really one of the first radio DJ personality DJs in the mid-50s and 60s when rock and roll was first beginning to exist, folks. As rock and roll. Can you conceive of that? Can you dig it?
And now rock and roll is dead, but so people might not even know what rock and roll is, but yeah, this was in the 50s. And then we were watching American Graffiti. He was in that.
Yes, George Lucas's film.
Is a geek.
All you Star Wars fans, if you have not seen it, please go and rent American Graffiti. A really great, nostalgic movie. And I believe it inspired Happy Days.
Yeah, it did. And can you just do, because Ron Howard was in it.
Yes.
Can you just tell everybody to go to our Facebook and follow us on Twitter in the Wolfman Jack voice.
All right, cats and kittens, we're going to go to the sock hop, and I want you to follow us on Facebook, join our Facebook fan page, and also you got to follow us on Twitter, because the Wolfman is everywhere. That's right, you can click and download, you can listen to us, you can download us into your brain, baby.
New episodes every Monday and Friday.
We got new episodes every Monday and Friday, sharp, yeah. Don't forget to be late for high school. I mean, be on time for high school, whatever.
Poor Wolfman never got into the internet world.
Wolfman Jack really would have been a YouTube sensation, I believe.
I think so. All right, but the reason we're here
is the reason we're so excited.
The reason
about
we're even
today.
Doing an episode this week, we wouldn't have normally, but because the weather's so nice, you know, we're not the types to stay indoors at all.
Never.
So we decided to. Why don't you introduce us?
All right. Well, Helen of HelenTunes.com. She graced us with her presence several episodes ago. We met her at Mocha, the indie hipster comic festival. And Helen makes her own cartoons, which are very charming and wonderful, on HelenTunes.com. She's also a wonderful singer, songwriter, and musician. And producer Mike, say hello, Helen, first of all.
Greetings, everyone.
All right. After that glowing introduction, we feel it's time for you to share with us your voice.
Can you do your Wolfman impression?
My Wolfman impression.
That's scary.
So we loved having Helen on the show, and producer Mike came up with a very interesting idea for Helen. Why don't you tell us about that?
It is Mike.
Oh, I was just thinking, why don't you do all the 80s, or whatever you can, the 80s cartoon intros?
Like a medley.
Thundercats, G.I. Joe. I thought she could handle. Actually, I think you came up, Helen, with the idea of a medley.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, that's kind of my thing lately. Is I just do covers of unexpected songs, like synth 80s songs.
Do you do
like
medleys
that.
Of them, or that was?
I have one big medley of a bunch of crazy songs, but okay. This is the first time I've ever done cartoon themed.
Right. Watch that guitar.
Her guitar is very excited to start performing.
Yeah.
So what was it like sitting down with these? Were you familiar with some of these? You knew Thundercats.
Some of them. I mean, Mike gave me a whole long list, and I probably knew about a quarter of them.
Right.
I mean, partially because I grew up in Canada, and not all these cartoons were shown in my hometown, and we didn't have cable. My parents were poor. So I chose like the three that I really knew.
Speaking of cable, Tony just lost his illegal cable.
Yes. I have free cable, and it's ceased to exist after a rainstorm 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
And there's no one I can now I have no television reception at all.
It's now like you're living in Canada.
It's now like I'm in the boondocks of Canada, and all I have is DVDs to play. So I can't even watch my beloved New York One anymore.
Well, you should have basic, like, five channels or something.
No, but nowadays it doesn't even work. Like,
everything
you can't
goes
get that
through
in the
a
air.
Cable.
It's all digital now.
No, I get it through the air right now. I have, like, rabbit ears. And
you have,
rabbit
ears?
Wait a minute. Just recently, they got rid of the analog signal.
Right, so I had to get, like,
a converter.
Digital rabbit ears?
No, but saying you can get a converter now.
Yeah.
If you get the converter, you should be able to get something.
Yeah. Interesting. All right.
The
Tony's
ears,
learning.
We'll see about that.
So, yeah. So Helen is going to perform for us live in studio, in the Astrodome studio.
She knew some of the songs. The songs that you tackled. Should we say what she did, or should we just have her sing?
We'll just have her sing, but tell us a little bit more about when you approached these, when you watched the songs, what was it like to try to figure them out? Did you put them in the same key? Were they in the same key?
No.
Right.
No, I mean...
Because recently we just found out that What's-His-Name did the Thundercats theme song. What was the...
Oh, Inside the Actor's Studio, James Lipton.
James Lipton.
Actually wrote the Thundercats theme song.
No, I don't know who James Lipton is. Okay. I'm like shaking my head. Okay.
Big like acting guy. Oh, okay. He has like De Niro and all the great actors on a TV show called Inside the Actor's Studio.
He's very unlike...
Actor's Studio. Yeah.
And Will Ferrell does impressions of him. He's a big bearded guy.
Right, and he acts really serious.
Yeah.
So we were blown away to find out he did the Thundercats.
He wrote the Thundercats. He used to like write weird... He wrote musicals and he was a composer for a while.
Right.
Anyway.
So tell us about when you sat down and revisited these.
Well, when I'm not a fantastic songwriter. I'm okay. And so you just kind of like, I watched the YouTube video and felt really overwhelmed because I don't have like drums or a synthesizer and like backup singers and stuff. So I kind of just choose a phrase and then just start playing around with different chords until you find it. And so it's sort of, you know, in certain songs, like, I got them right away. Like, Thundercats was really easy to do.
Thank you, James Lipton.
Yeah, but G.I. Joe was really hard.
And that's a great one. I love how you do that one. That's awesome.
Now, so Helen, what she did, and she really put a lot of work into this. We really admire her for this. She sent us two MP3s or two sound files, one which was like a four-track recorder or something like that, which had backup vocals, harmonies, and little effects that you put on it.
Yeah.
And the other one was just a pure acoustic, you know, one take, one track.
Mm-hmm. We're going to play the recorded one later on, but I'd like to hear, she's going to do a live version now in the studio.
Yeah.
She insisted. No, I'm just kidding. We insisted.
So this is a very special Action Room treat, Action Room listeners. Our first live musician in the Action Room version 3.0, I think.
Please introduce it as Wolfman Jack.
All right, everybody, we're going to rock and roll till the sun comes down. We got Helen from Helen Tunes here in the Action Room, and she's going to do a little medley of 80s geeky cartoon hits. Why don't you take it away whenever you're ready, baby?
Okay. Thundercats are on the move. Thundercats are loose. Feel the magic, hear the roar. Thundercats are loose. Thunder, 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 thundercats. Thunder, 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 thundercats. Thunder, 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 thundercats. Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. Transformers, robots in disguise. Transformers, more than meets the eye. Fights for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there, G.I. Joe. A real American hero, G.I. Joe is there. It's G.I. Joe against Cobra the enemy, fighting to save the day. He never gives up, he's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air. G.I. Joe. A real American hero. G.I. Joe.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that was great.
I messed it up at the end.
That was awesome. No, that was great. I loved it.
Fantastic.
That was really good. It sounded awesome, too.
Okay.
So how'd you feel?
Nervous. I mean, I used to play like live all the time, go to open mics, and I used to live in this warehouse where we'd have like weekly events, and I'd perform all the time, but it's been like 3 years.
And this is the Action Room. This is the big
this
the
this
big,
is
time
big time
here. Yeah.
This is like the Johnny Carson show or the Jimmy Fallon show.
Mm-hmm.
So and you get to sit on our couch. So you're definitely going to make it. You just sprayed yourself. What
yeah,
happened?
I did.
With water.
She has a little bit of a drinking problem. That's an airplane reference.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, so cool. That was awesome. I don't know. Any thoughts? Good. Tony is quiet all of a sudden.
I love it. I'm stunned.
He's stunned, dude. He's in love. I see the hearts in his eyes.
Ding, ding.
I'm going to put on my blog a little picture drawing for this song and put it up on Monday.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
So it'll have the four layered song.
This could be a hit. Now I'm thinking, like, could we do a little video for the YouTube?
This could be a massive YouTube hit.
I think so.
We're not kidding.
I'm not kidding either.
And you don't know how nostalgic geeky people are about these songs.
Sure.
That, you hear this now, kind of interpretation of them?
I'm hoping, Helen, that this isn't the end of your adaptation.
I could try,
Okay, awesome. Cool.
The action room.
Because we can go anywhere. Mask, Bionic 6.
Yes.
What were the... There was some...
Star Blazers.
Star Blazers.
Did G-Force Battle of the Planets
Battle
have
of the Planets.
Song? They didn't really.
Not
Pole
lyrics,
position.
But there was a song. Pole Position.
People were writing in our Facebook fan page with their favorite 80s songs.
Yeah, was there...
Cartoon 80s songs.
There's even kind of Danger Mouse and ones like that.
Danger Mouse is freaking awesome.
But again, no lyrics for that one.
Danger Mouse has many
does?
Lyrics.
How's it go?
Danger Mouse, he's the greatest secret agent in the world. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Danger
right.
Mouse, powerhouse. It's hilarious.
Those are some awesome stuff. The lyrics are the best part.
Right.
So anyway.
That kind of like cheesy, insane, silly lyrics, you don't see anymore in like modern television or anything,
well,
really.
Well, the anime stuff, I think, still keeps that heavy metal.
Oh, the Pokemon theme song, too.
Yeah.
I was
anime.
Yeah, and another thing about doing covers, like, you know, a lot of time you know, like, you guys knew all these songs, but if I came to you yesterday and I said, what's the first line of Thundercats?
Right.
You would not have a clue.
Right. No, it's true. I had to
really
find all
to
the
know.
Lyrics for you, but yeah, I didn't know, like, half the lyrics.
Like, it's pretty funny to, like, oh, those are exactly what the words say.
Yeah,
that brings a whole new meaning now to that whole cartoon of my childhood.
And you did watch that. That was the one that you did watch.
Yeah, I did watch all three of these growing up.
Okay, awesome. Snarf. And my goal is still... to get the guy in my building, the guy in my building was the voice of Panthro, but he was also known to people as Bill Cosby's father on the Cosby Show.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
you're serious?
The same guy. What's
I
his
love
name?
Him.
I don't know.
What's his name?
Awesome guy.
Yeah, awesome guy.
Awesome
that is
guy.
His name. But he's
with
so
capital
old.
Capital letters.
He's so he's so old and decrepit that I don't want to come up to him and say, "Hey, you were Panthro. Could you do an ID for the action
room?" Panthro.
Right.
Maybe if it happens, if you bump into him in the elevator, organically.
But if I bump into him, he might die.
Oh man.
So
we wish you a long life, awesome guy.
He was so grandfatherly, you know.
Yes.
Panthro.
Perfect.
No, that's Punky.
Well, Cliff.
Whatever. That's Punky Brewster's father. All right, anyway.
I will say that I occasionally look in on Helen Toons because I enjoy the cartoons, and she's
cool.
got a great cartoon there.
Pervert.
We promote it sometimes on our on our Twitter page.
Oh, cool.
And I did enjoy the Sun, Moon, and the Earth. You guys got to check this out. There's a great cartoon where the sun and the moon are, like, in love with each other, and they're, like, they want to make out and stuff, and the Earth is in the middle. And the Earth says, can you tell us what the Earth says?
I'm going to puke.
Yes, the Earth is, like, annoyed at this PDA between the sun and the moon. It's very clever.
How often do you put up tunes on Helen Toons?
I try to put up a new one every Monday through Friday. But sometimes I'm like, I don't have a drawing. I'm sorry. You know, my life got crazy.
Right.
You're inspired by Monday through Friday.
Five new drawings a week.
Wow. We only have two radio shows a week.
I know. Women work harder than men.
Oh, this is how it came out.
All right. So I guess we can take a break and go to the nerd news.
All right. Yeah. And when we come back, we'll have some nerd news and some other wacky things.
He fights for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe. A real American hero. G.I. Joe is there. It's G.I. Joe against Cobra the enemy, fighting to save the day. He never gives up, he's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air. G.I. Joe.
You know, if Simon and Garfunkel did 80s theme songs, I would just be happier in life. But I'm very happy that Helen was here to give us those.
And Helen actually decided to stay for the news.
For the nerd news.
Let's
I want to know what's going on.
Would you like to give us the intro or introduce the intro?
Yes. You know how we have that sound clip?
Right. The nerd news.
I don't know. Is that what you want to say?
You can just say, here's the nerd news.
Here's the nerd news.
Nerd news.
In the nerd news, several items. Free Comic Book Day, a nationwide event in which to promote comic books, stores give away tons and tons of free comics, most of which were specially made by the publishers for this day.
Yeah, no, now, when did this start? Do we know?
This started about 6 years ago. It was a promotional idea. It was inspired by Baskin-Robbins' Free Scoop Day. Baskin-Robbins was the first major ice cream chain to do a free, you know, you get a free scoop on this day to promote their stuff. Ben and Jerry's soon copied it about 2 years later. And then some enterprising comic book retailer said, why don't we do this to get out the word about comic books?
And how does it work exactly? Like, you get a free one just by going there?
You go that day.
Buy something? Or?
No, you don't have, this is a common misunderstanding about free comic book day. Bill Hartman is back. No, you don't have to buy anything. You can just walk in and you get... Now, when it first came out, publishers...
And it's a random comic that they give
well,
you?
Well, no. When it first came out, publishers would take stuff that they'd already published and just pick an issue of a given comic that they felt would be a good gateway drug, so to speak. But shortly after it started to become a big hit in that world, publishers started to create unique content, a special comic book with a story that you couldn't find anywhere else, thus exclusivity coming into play. Now they've got the guy who's the writer on Iron Man, wrote a Thor / Iron Man team-up story to tie in with the Iron Man movie. DC this year offered a Superman comic that's some event.
But it's a specific book that they give away for free.
Yes, it's the Free Comic Book Day thing.
Comic book.
And also, if they're going to have like a big story arc, they'll do that as like the prelude to the story arc on a given book.
To get people
now,
hooked.
Everyone does
juices
this.
Going.
Right, exactly. Get those juices going. Not just Marvel and DC, but Archie Comics. They do Free Comic Book Day. Every indie publisher you could imagine has an offering for Free Comic Book Day. Now, when it first started, you would just show up.
Free audio day for the Action Room. We should give them a sample of our show.
Yeah, but wait, we're already free on the internet.
Fuck,
I was going to say, I'm like, aren't you free right now?
We can be free on YouTube. Oh, wait.
Pay audio day. They actually have to pay.
One day a year, you have to pay us for the service we provide. I like that idea,
that's
producer
a good
Mike.
Idea.
He thinks like a producer.
We're going to start something new.
It's all about the bottom line. maximizing profits for the Action Room. So in any case, and I remember being a long-time comic fan myself, 2 or 3 years
you're
into
kidding.
It. What's that?
No. You're a comic book fan.
I remember the first couple of years, there weren't lines, there weren't throngs of people. You would just walk into the store and get your comics.
You would get pelted with tomatoes for going in.
They would beg you to. It was like the hook in the old vaudeville.
When did you first start reading comics, would you say?
When I was in 7th grade, probably about 11 or 12 years old, and the gateway thing for me was the Star Wars comic books that they published.
Nice.
Right before Empire Strikes Back came out.
Wow.
But as a kid, I read some of the Archies. I read a little, you know, my parents would throw me some comics to keep me entertained while they took me on long trips or, you know. I have to go shopping to Sears, and that's totally boring for a little boy. So here's a bunch of comics you can read
in
the car.
Good parents.
And you just happen to get lost. They'd always lose you somehow.
Yes.
I don't know.
But they would find me just huddled, autistically reading comics. And I'd be like, oh, you were gone? I didn't even notice.
And then you
anyway,
have the book memorized.
So, but after, let's bring it back to Free Comic Book Day. I didn't go because I was drawing my own comic book project.
Yeah, tell us about that.
There's a guy who's a former film producer for Miramax and the Weinsteins. He also worked for Scott Rudin. His name is Brendan Dineen. And he's currently a literary agent and a published comic book writer. He did a Flash Gordon miniseries for an indie comic book company that was pretty well reviewed in Publishers Weekly. He's had articles about him in Variety Magazine, all this stuff. He may be a consultant of some kind on the next Flash Gordon movie.
Cool.
In any case, so he created a couple characters that I had illustrated some pitch art for years ago, some concept art. And he created a character which I'm going to be illustrating a web comic of. So we'll put it on the web for free. So in any case, but I'm excited. It's gotten me drawing on a regular basis again, which I hadn't done. I'm doing some storyboard work for some indie films, too, but
it's
just fun to be doing comics.
Helen, he's an amazing artist, okay?
I didn't know you
were Drew. Stop judging him, Helen, okay?
I was like, wow, great voice. He doesn't know anything else, right? Oh, he does.
In any case, so let's go back to Free Comic Book Day. It happened.
Wait,
I didn't go, but I'm sure it was cool.
Okay, but
and I think you can still get the comics that were offered on Free Comic Book Day in the succeeding week as long as they didn't sell out.
Cool, right. Cool. All right, so let's move on.
Yes.
Enough about Free Comic Book Day.
We talked a lot about that.
And now there's new...
Producer Mike wrote, I stayed in all day. Like, that's my script. And I didn't even know that that was going to be the script.
So, okay, so now the next big deal on the internet was this picture of Thor.
Right.
Okay,
now, you know, first off, Helen, do you know, if I say Thor, do you know who that is? Just in mythology?
It's a Greek Nordic god.
Yes, and like what is he Zeus? The god of?
Like, he's like the overall. Isn't he like Zeus?
Not quite. Odin is the Zeus analog.
Is he the guy that throws the bolts?
Well, no, but he has a hammer, and he's the god of storms and lightning.
Okay.
Thunder.
So he's
the thunder
makes,
god.
He makes the lightning bolts, and then someone else throws them.
No, he just...
Oh, man.
I wish he did. That's cool.
Helen's making this up as
but
she
no,
goes
he
along.
Has a big hammer, and he's the god of thunder.
Okay, just
how cool
thunder,
does that sound?
Lightning.
I am the god of thunder.
Now, he...
He makes storms, he does make lightning, but it's more that he makes the storm that creates the lightning.
Okay, okay.
He doesn't create lightning bolts for guys to toss around.
That's in Fantasia, I think.
Yes, it is, actually. It wonderful is. Film.
The okay, do you know Kenneth Branagh? The director who did a lot of the Shakespeare
famous
movies,
film director?
No.
Hamlet and all this stuff. Okay, he's now taken on
He's a
this.
Legend. Do you know Ian, Sir Ian McKellen or Patrick Stewart?
Sounds familiar.
Okay, these guys are epic.
He's taken on the Thor movie. And so the first still from the movie came out, and it looks amazing.
It's
the guy he's
actor as Thor.
Okay.
Who's from Star Trek, but Tony insists it's not.
And,
just kidding. and so then, so it looks amazing, and what's so cool, and another pic came out that was the Destroyer, who's the villain. They look exactly like the comic book.
Yes.
It looks old school because of it. They haven't updated anything.
Yeah.
And for a while, the Thor costume, you're not familiar with it, Helen, but the Thor costume, how is that going to translate? It was very cartoony.
It's a little gaudy. It's very 70s comic books, 60s comic
But it looks awesome.
It looks amazing.
This is going to look awesome.
And know Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
Sir Anthony Hopkins is playing Odin, the all-father of all the Norse gods.
Oh, that's very appropriate.
He's playing the Zeus and analog.
Yeah.
And he grew a wonderful beard for it. He's just going to... I want to see Anthony Hopkins.
He grew a big Zach Galifianakis beard.
Yeah. And I saw an interview with Anthony Hopkins about the Thor movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, working with Ken is wonderful. And I just... he goes, I go in and chew the scenery and tear it up. And I let the young chaps do all the work. It was so great. It was so
That's
wonderful.
Awesome.
Anyway, so...
All right, now speaking of when... Okay, Thor is going to be coming out. Now,
yes.
We have a list of when things are coming out.
Now, this news story was spurred by the fact that... Helen, did you see either of the recent Batman movies with Christian Bale?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did you think of them?
I liked them a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, right? Christian Bale's good.
I mean, I watched them at home on DVD and I had to take breaks because it was so intense.
Nice.
Yeah. The director is also a Brit, Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
Very intense, really gets the tone. Well, Batman Begins came out, then The Dark Knight, which is number two.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has been waiting for the inevitable third by the same director, same creative team, same actors. And finally, they have a plot, apparently. It's been in development for a while. Christopher Nolan has another new movie called Inception, which will be a science fiction film. But they announced a release date for the third Batman movie. And it will be, Producer Mike?
July 20th, 2012, which we
Summer
may
blockbuster.
Not, we may not exist at that point, but if we do...
We'll be running the Jimmy Fallon show by then.
So. Yeah, right. And now the other movie from that same year that's going to be coming out to make the summer spectacular is the Avengers movie, May 4th.
Well, this is going to be a massive movie then for releases of geeky kind of films.
But now what's coming out for this year still and for 2011, go ahead. Do you want to read these, Helen?
Sure.
Well, yeah, tell us what movies are going to be coming out. One of which is coming out in a week.
Yeah.
This is this one.
That's the second one?
Yeah.
May 18th.
No, the first starting with.
May 7th, Iron Man 2.
Woo! Yes. We're going to go see it at the Ziegfeld Theater at midnight.
And we're going to we're going to have a review.
At 2:30 in the morning.
But we're going to have a review for Friday morning's show. So we're going to have a review the day it comes out.
One of the freshest reviews of people who didn't get press passes 2 weeks ago.
And you mean that in a very hip-hop way.
The
freshest.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the fresh review.
Go ahead.
May 18th, Johannes Hex. I can't read that.
Oh, yeah, we keep giving you hard things to read.
Johannes
Hex, Swedish. It's Jonah Hex.
Jonah, sorry.
He's an Old West guy, so he has a cool Old Western name like Jonah.
Oh, Jonah.
But he could be Swedish, too. He's Jonah Johansson Hex.
Yeah.
With Megan Fox.
He works at IKEA.
He sounds like the volcano we interviewed.
Okay, what's next, Helen?
June 25th, The Green Hornet.
Woo!
Yes, now this is questionable.
Okay, maybe
it's
questionable.
Seth Rogen playing
but
that
about,
old
but
1940s
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Even if it's not like the series was, it's got Michel Gondry directing it.
Yeah. Really?
He's amazing.
I love
And then
him.
You got the writing is, you know, Seth Rogen and his friend.
Yeah. It'll be funny.
Excited.
It'll be more of a comedy.
Isn't Seth Rogen a little bit?
Yeah. He's lost some weight, He either lost weight or had stomach stapling surgery or both. I think he just lost weight.
He's Canadian.
He's 26. Of
the
course, he's a
yeah, young
he
guy.
Can lose,
yeah,
he's a Canadian, so I'm always
he's
watching
He's a fellow Canadian. Oh,
that's
yeah.
right. Move right along to 2011. What do we have to look forward
next
to?
Next year.
Next year, May 6th, Spider-Man 4.
Now, it won't truly be Spider-Man 4, because it's going to be like, you know, Batman Begins, relaunch the character from scratch. This will be like Spider-Man Begins.
Can you say reboot?
Reboot.
Ah,
no,
very,
but like
very
Canadian.
My accent's really selective. My dad's American.
Well, actually, also, in order to sound like boot, it has to be like an O-U-T.
No, I'm kidding.
Reboot.
Reboot. Reboot would sound like reboot.
Yeah. Oh, you say house, reboot.
Or you would say reboot.
Rebout? No.
Reboot?
Okay. All right.
But wait a minute. So wait, is it going to be Tobey Maguire playing Spider-Man? Someone else,
completely
different.
They cast some guy who's young and looks like Zac Efron and is a young, hip, pretty boy, but hopefully he's good.
Yeah.
He's a little nerdy.
Not Justin Bieber.
But the guy, 500 Days of Summer director, is doing it.
Yeah.
So that could be cool.
So this is very interesting. We're entering an era where indie film directors are doing superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
Michel Gondry, 500 Days of Summer. His name is Mark Webb, I believe.
Mm.
So it's going to be very interesting, this next generation, to see these kind of quirky indie directors working with these iconic characters. So
yeah,
what
excited.
Else is coming out
What's
in 2011?
What's also going to be interesting is Helen continuing this list. Go ahead.
June 17th, Thor.
Woo! Sir Anthony Hopkins. Oh. And the guy who plays Thor is going to be a superstar, I think,
yes.
once this comes out.
Of course.
Okay.
July 22nd, the first Avenger Captain America.
Woo! I'm excited about that one.
I don't like the pre-title, though.
I know.
We don't need that first Avenger bullshit.
Avenger. I mean, Avenger, does that mean like somebody's going to get revenge? Or?
Well,
no,
it's really interesting. You've raised an interesting point, Helen.
Yes.
The Avengers are like Marvel Comics' Justice League.
Okay.
DC has the Justice League, which is all of their big heroes in one group, and
right.
they team up and fight super big villains and threats that they couldn't take individually.
Okay.
Well, the Avengers is Marvel's that. Mythology people have likened the Avengers to Marvel's Knights of the Round Table.
Mm-hmm.
And to some degree, Justice League is like that too. But they don't actually really avenge anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do... They a big villain comes and they stop it.
Okay.
But they don't really... It's just a cool name.
Yeah.
It just sounds like... They're Avengers!
Yeah.
They're avenging for villains everywhere. Just
right.
the idea of evil in general.
Eventually, there is a writer who recently had something bad happen to them, so they could avenge something.
Right.
But do you understand the premise
that little by little, they're doing each member of the Avengers, and then they're going to do a full Avengers movie.
So
the first they had Iron Man, then Captain America, then Thor. Who else is in the Avengers? Ant-Man, if they're doing...
Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow maybe in it.
Could you please end with Wolfman Jack?
All right, action fans. So we got new episodes every Monday and Friday. You heard about Facebook and Twitter and all that shit, so I won't say it again. Thank you for Helen of Helen Tunes.
You're welcome.
I know I can't talk anymore like that. So thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy. Visit HelenToons.com for her awesome cartoons. And we'll see you next episode.
And next episode, review of Iron Man 2.
At 3 a.m. on Friday morning, technically.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, when it airs...
Yes.
Check out the show Friday morning, and we will have a review before you see it that night.
Before you open your eyes, we're going to have it.
We're going to spoil everything.
Before you take a shower, we're going to have it. All right. Thanks, action fans. We'll see you.